It is July 8th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three story in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Gun violence has shaken the world again, this time in Japan, as former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated at a campaign event today in a nation where political violence and guns are rare. Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister and was known for his economic policies that were named for him, Abenomics. This morning, we are publishing the first episode of our new video series, The History of Environmental Trading, featuring a video interview with Gordon Bennett of ICE. The title of the video is Introducing the History of Environmental Trading, Gordon Bennett of ICE. According to a story in The Guardian, the Omicron subvariant BA.5 may bring the second largest wave of COVID to the U.S. and has immunoevasive properties that cause reinfection even after vaccination and previous illness. It seems I know lots of people again who have caught the virus, though most have had mild symptoms. One was hospitalized. Be careful. Being safe might mean eating outside. Bloomberg has graciously given us a story about the best places to eat outside in London, titled The 13 Best Outdoor Dining Venues to Hit During London's Unusually Warm Summer. Elmhurst, Illinois, my hometown, has some great outside dining venues as well. If the Ukraine war with Russia turns nuclear, the world will go into a, quote, little ice age, unquote, a study says, according to a Bloomberg story. The story says, quote, a fresh study on the global impact of a nuclear war has concluded that any conflict would plunge the world into darkness, cause temperatures to plummet, and wipe out much of the world's sea life, unquote. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, Five New Financial Jobs of the Future. One of the jobs is NFT inspector, another is in-house banker. What are the others? Read and find out. Peter Ficero is starting a new position as partner at 3DATX Corporation, where they have technology that measures mobile source pollution for fleet vehicles, including cars, trucks, buses, ships, and trains, and create a verifiable emissions baseline to make a technology switch to cleaner transportation. The LME Asia Metal Seminar is being held on July 12th. For more details and to register, click on a link in today's newsletter. Here's a message from Bhavan Joseph of the Greenwood Project. The Greenwood Project is looking for more volunteers to participate in jam sessions with our summer high school scholars. Jam sessions are 30-minute discussions where students can learn about career paths, areas of interest, and growth opportunities. One of the Greenwood Project's missions is to provide Black and Latinx students access and exposure to financial services industry. We are seeking volunteers with varying levels of experience and expertise. Date and time, July 11th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. Central Time and or 10:30 to noon CST. Please complete a brief survey to reserve your spot or email MayaJones@greenwoodproject.org with your availability. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From our previously announced new video series, Introducing the History of Environmental Trading, Gordon Bennett of ICE. To kick off the History of Environmental Trading video series from John Lothian News and MarketsWiki Education, we interviewed Gordon Bennett of Intercontinental Exchange in ICE's London headquarters during IDX Week in early June. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ex-Japan leader Abe assassinated in shooting that shocks nation. Abe, 67, was shot while campaigning for upper house election. Former member of self-defense forces arrested. Local media. Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving premier and a figure of enduring influence, died after being shot at a campaign event Friday in an attack that shocked a nation where political violence and guns are rare. My comment. I am saddened by the assassination of Mr. Abe and send my condolences to the people of Japan and his family and friends. Here's a story from The Guardian. UN warns of looming hunger catastrophe due to Russian blockade. A looming hunger catastrophe is set to explode over the next 2 years, creating the risk of unprecedented global political pressure, the director of the UN World Food Program has warned, calling for short and long-term reforms, including an urgent lifting of the blockade on 25 million tons of Ukrainian grain trapped by a Russian blockade. Prussia's Patrick Beasley said the current food affordability crisis is likely to turn into an even more dangerous food availability crisis next year unless solutions are found. The number of people classed as acutely food insecure by the UN before the COVID crisis was 130 million, but after COVID, this number rose to 276 million. My comment, are we paying attention yet? Here's a story from Variety. James Caan, the Godfather and Misery star, dies at 82. James Caan, whose indelible Oscar-nominated performance as Sonny Corleone, the recklessly hot-headed son of Marlon Brando's mafia don in The Godfather, is sure to be remembered as long as there are gangster movies, died on Wednesday, his family announced on Twitter. He was 82. It is with great sadness that we inform you of the passing of Jimmy on this evening of July 6th, the tweet reads. The family appreciates the outpouring of love and heartfelt condolences and asks that you continue to respect their privacy during this difficult time. Caan also had notable roles in films including Misery, Elf, Thief, Godfather Part II, Brian's Song, and The Gambler. Sonny's violent end in Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather, riddled as he was with dozens of bullets, is one of the most memorable scenes in the film, filled with them. My comment, I have not been able to get the music from Brian's Song out of my head since I heard the news. Talk about misery. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Big cities can't get workers back to the office. Occupancy is especially low in cities like New York, where workers are the engine of local economies. Soon after a gunman shot and killed a Goldman Sachs Inc. employee on a New York City subway train in late May, David Solomon's email inbox started filling up. Staffers shared their grief and alarm with the Goldman chief executive. They also had questions about the viability of returning to the bank's Manhattan office, according to people familiar with the matter. My comment, the question is, where is safe? The answer is, I'm not sure anymore. Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Merrick's nears $235 million deal for bulk of ED&F Man brokerage from Bloomberg. Second was Ken Griffin and J.B. Pritzker's secret meeting, the origin of a political feud from Crane Chicago Business. Third was burnt out on quant trading and Chicago winners, Danny Jankowski quit to invent new pricing models in the stodgy insurance world from Business Insider. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Law 360, J.P. Morgan spoofing trial set to open with rare RICO charges. Washington, D.C. prosecutors returned to Chicago this week for their latest federal spoofing trial, which aims relatively uncommon white-collar racketeering charges at three former J.P. Morgan employees accused of manipulating the precious metals market as part of a criminal racketeering racketeering conspiracy. A jury could hear opening statements as soon as Friday in the case against traders Michael Nowak and Greg Smith and former sales representative Jeffrey Ruffo, who face racketeering, market manipulation, and other charges stemming from an alleged 8-year scheme in which they are said to have flooded the market with deceptive commodity orders that helped them execute their genuine trades at better prices. Christopher Jordan, a fourth defendant who is charged with participating in the scheme, was severed from the trial because four defendants were too many for one courtroom under the court's COVID safety protocols. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Historic cascade of defaults is coming for emerging markets. Number of developing nations trading distressed has trebled, with El Salvador, Ghana, Egypt, Tunisia, and Pakistan appearing particularly vulnerable. A $250 billion pile of distressed debt is threatening to drag the developing world into a historic cascade of defaults. Sri Lanka was the first nation to stop paying its foreign bondholders this year, burdened by unwieldy food and fuel costs that stoked protests and political chaos. Russia followed in June after getting caught in a web of sanctions. And then here's a story from the Financial Times. Ashley Alder to chair scandal-hit UK Financial Conduct Authority, chair of Hong Kong Securities Watchdog, follows Neil Woodford and London Capital and Finance debacles. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has named Ashley Alder as its chair after criticism of how it handled a series of scandals in recent years. Alder, currently the chief executive of Hong Kong Securities Watchdog, will take over from interim chair Richard Lloyd in January 2023, said Her Majesty's Treasury. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.